Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You're losing something prophetically, and it can be very, very, very lonely at those moments when you're just being faithful to just say what God is saying, and eventually folks catch up with that word, and then finally, you know, you're like, okay, you know, I'm not crazy, you know. And but third great awakening, you know, we've been, you know, praying for, and others have been crying out for a third great awakening in America, and a great awakening is changing literally the DNA of a nation. And you look back at the first great awakening, when it happened in America, it happened, the byproduct of the first great awakening was the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And the second great awakening, when it happened, the byproduct of it was the end of slavery, because the Civil War happened after the third great awakening. And so you think about it, at the time that the second great awakening was, the first great awakening was happening, you know, we'd say Americans, but really British and everybody that was in the land were under the oppression of a king who was not representing them well and just basically looked at America as a resource. And so in the midst of that oppression, where soldiers are kicking your doors in and taking your stuff and searching you into these things illegally and or whatever the king wanted done, in the midst of that, the Lord broke out. A revival to the intensity that brought a great awakening to the people that were in the land. And the byproduct of that was the birthing of a nation. I mean, think about it. The birthing of a nation took place with the first great awakening. The second great awakening, it happened in the midst why slavery was legal, why men were oppressing men, you know, Americans oppressing Americans, this real evil thing happening in America. But during that second great awakening, that's what happened. But it was the people that God touched, and it was people, men and women of God, that were like, this thing has to end. This has to end. And they were willing to stand up against the status quo, and it was the church that came in and began to say, the Puritans and all that was going on, saying this has got to end. And the byproduct of the second great awakening was the end of slavery with the Emancipation Proclamation that came to pass. But it was it's almost like God builds up a nation and takes the church through a moment in time to give her the strength that she's going to need to bust through something that they never would have been able to do on their own. Right? I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about a third great awakening, you're talking about, you know, God, what are you going to do? Because it happens in the midst of, against all odds. It happens because, you know, things were pushed at, but it didn't give. So it's almost like God just charges the batteries of his people. He brings in and saves a multitude of folks. And then he says, charge, you know, and just carry to this next generation my love. And it's so exciting. So when you talk about a third great awakening, that's what we're talking about. You know, God, what are you going to do? So somebody says, well, these are terrible times. Well, it's not as bad as they were previously, but understand this. That's when God moves. That's when God moves. So we're talking about that. And you think about it, it's kind of been like a winter where things have been frozen. And I want to just share with you a couple things from Dutch Sheets Ministries, where he's talking about how, you know, things are beginning to thaw out, and you can just feel them. We begin to feel them ourselves. And just listen to what Dutch Sheets says here, because he's going to be speaking about throughout this program about this third great awakening. Listen up.
The winter season is coming to an end for many. And the Lord knew that he knew how I would process that because of studies I have done and teachings I have done. He knew exactly what I would hear when he said that to me. He knew that I would go immediately to Ezekiel 47, which is the passage about the river that flows out from the throne of God and begins as a trickle. Then it goes up to the ankles and then the knees and, of course, then the waist, and then a river that is so deep it can't be forded. You have to swim in the river. And I've taught on that, as most of we leaders and pastors have over the years, because it's a great passage. It's a wonderful chapter. But one of the things that most people don't know there is that the word river, when it becomes a river and not just a trickle, it's not a typical word in Hebrew for river. It's nakal, which in Hebrew means literally a winter torrent. A winter torrent. It's not called that, a winter torrent, because it flows in winter. It's called a winter torrent because it's created by winter. It is created by the ice and the snow melt in the spring that is caused, or that that comes from the snow of winter. Being in Colorado for 20 years, I saw this many times. You go up to the mountains in the springtime in Colorado, and you'll see hundreds, probably thousands of just little tiny finger size little rivulets just all over the mountain. And then those come together in little, just little ditch, you know what I mean, maybe 6 inches wide. And then those come together and form a little ditch. And then those come together and form a gully. And then those come together and form a stream. And by the time you get to the valley below, you have this raging torrent of a river that is, in the spring, fearsome. It's just dangerous. You know, if you're going to raft and they have to rate the rivers because you don't want to get in certain ones of them. I mean, especially if you're not an expert, because they're just a raging torrent. And that's the word here. So when he talks about the river in Ezekiel 47, it's this increasing water level that comes because the season is changing.
And I'm so excited about it. You can feel the season. That's Dutch Sheets and, you know, Dutch Sheets Ministries. And you can find out how to get to him at VFNTV.com. But understand this. Man, that so bears witness with my spirit. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it does with yours as well. Yeah. That, you know, you've been feeling that. And quite often, you know, almost like Solomon says, you know, everything flows to the ocean, but it's never satisfied. But the reason why it flows is because it begins as snow and rain, and it comes down off the mountains, and it just progresses. And you think about a winter, everything's just locked up and frozen and dormant. And it's been this huge dormant season. And you're just thinking, man, just stay faithful in the season to God, and stay, just be, you know, begin. It's perfect time to begin to build foundation and to hear what God is saying, because, you know, whatever you're able to do will be based on what foundation you've been able to lay in God. And it can only be as significant as the stuff that's underground. You can't really see in your life. And that's so encouraging, because I feel that. I really feel that. And I really think about, you know, Brett and Sharon up in Colorado when I was hearing that. I actually sent that up to them recently. But then you think about this. I mean, something happened in 2013, in January 2013. I know that I went in the beginning of the year to spend time with the Lord in a sabbatical, just to hear his voice, and God just began to stir him, and something broke loose in a big way. In a big way. And it was so encouraging. You got to hear what Dutch Sheets talking about here, because something took place in 40 years ago that caused a breakthrough that took place in 2013. As a matter of fact, listen up.
When they went back 18 years, it was 1973. January of 1973, Roe versus Wade. Legalized abortion became the law of the land.
And what he's talking about here is that a prophetic word that was given, I don't know if this is the next one that's coming up, a prophetic word that was given by Chuck Pierce some years back. And they said 18 years ago, this is how it is. Matter of fact, listen to this next, this is probably it, listen up.
A 40-year curse involving the death of the signs and wonders movement in America is coming, has ended, and we're moving into a new season of signs and wonders.
This is it. Think about this. You're thinking, you know, what took place? If you go back and you study history, a good book to read is Robert Lurden's book, God's Generals, to kind of get an overview of this massive healing wave of signs, wonders, and miracles that was taking place in America. But suddenly, it just stopped. It stopped. You know when it stopped? It stopped in 1973. You know what happened in 1973? That's what he's talking about. That's when they passed Roe versus Wade. Think about it. Roe versus Wade, where abortion was made legal. And you count out 40 years later, and 40 years later, which is the cycle of judgment that comes down, that you're looking at very, very little, because everybody will always talk about, you know, God's moving in every nation but America. You got to go to Africa to do this. You got to go. But if you go there to these other countries, they're not walking around as angels. I mean, you know, it wasn't that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and study the people during the times of all the signs and wonders before 1973, they weren't angels. So it's not about that. It's about that we went under the time. He's saying we went up under a time. You know, Chuck Pierce gave the word, and Dutch Sheets found the word and then researched the word and found out that 40 years, January of 2013, represented the end of 40-year judgment that came down on America.
Mm-hmm.
That all of a sudden now signs and wonders are going to be released again, and the healing. I mean, think about all the healing, the voice of healing, and all these things that were taking place. And it's like, man, and I could sense. I remember when on my sabbatical, I just feel the shift that took place. And it's real difficult when you shift because, as a matter of fact, Dutch is going to be talking about that in just a moment. Some people don't want to shift, but when you don't shift, you miss the time of His visitation. God's about to begin to pour out a third great awakening. As a matter of fact, listen to this.
And you're starting to hear about ministries. I was just being told yesterday at dinner about a man who they told me he's a prophet, and he's just starting to have these dramatic miracles and everywhere he goes. Well, that's just what's going to happen. Signs and wonders are going to begin to take place again as a part of this third great awakening that's coming. And I just challenge you, get your faith out there that this cycle of judgment is over and God is now going to awaken once again in America. Signs, wonders, and miracles, because there's a generation that wants to know, is He real? Is there really a God? Is He who you say He is? There's a generation, they're going to have to see some supernatural things take place. And there's a generation that doesn't, they've never seen a miracle. God's going to show them signs, wonders, and miracles.
That's Dutch Sheets. Signs, wonders, and miracles. We'll be right back. We're talking about just listening to some encouraging prophetic words from Dutch Sheets Ministries here. In regards to this third great awakening that we've just been believing God for, and as we talked earlier in earlier programs, that he's stepping down from the leadership of Christ for the Nations to be able to be a part of what he believes is a two. That I don't even know if we share that on the air. I don't even know if we even shared that on the air.
I'm not sure.
But he made a statement just recently, a few days ago, that he's stepping down from leadership in the Christ for the Nations, so that he could focus in what he believes is a two to three-year window of opportunity for a third great awakening in America. He feels like that's been his call all along. He says, if you've known him, that's his call. And but it's so encouraging because you're starting to see people take major moves. Can you put that right there? And so when you're looking at this, like, my goodness, these words are very, very, very encouraging. And so this signs, wonders, and miracles, because the curse has been broken, he's saying. And it was prophesied also by Chuck Pierce. And these two guys went from state to state. I don't know if you know about that or not. And prayed over every single state, got a word, tried to hear the word of God over every state. And a very powerful, powerful thing you need to read about your state, what you need to pray about. But when you're looking here, and it's like, man, signs, wonders, and miracles. Because if you look back, it was such a natural thing. It wasn't some special whatever. It was because people believed God. They operated in the times in the faith in God, and God moved. And but when you're in a time of a curse, or you're in time of a judgment because of killing, shedding of innocent blood, when you pass a law that for 40 years, all the way up till January 2013, that that was a 40-year mark for Roe versus Wade. And even though the sin hasn't stopped, he was talking about that the time of judgment is over. And how it was Lindsay.
It was Gordon Lindsay,
that 2 months after the passing of Roe versus Wade, who moved in Signs and Wonders,
Signs and
the
Wonders,
Voice of Healing.
Bible teacher, he wrote The Voice of Healing.
Christ for the Nations, that as a sign that it's over for a period of 40 years, he fell dead after preaching.
Yeah.
2 months after passing of Roe versus Wade. And when you understand the context, how significant that was, I can imagine what it felt like. Like, how could this be after so many so much, and the enemy's just trying to do as much as he can to be able to stop. But we look in this that then he goes on to talking about that you got to be able to shift. You know, some ministries are good for a season, and it's time to shake that off. And some people just can't do that. Some people are like, you know, this is what you're just like. But you know, as a matter of fact, listen to what Dutch Sheets is talking about. That don't you want to be a part of what God's about to do?
There are some ministries that are born for a season that don't even need to be carried into the next one. So we're going to have to be very flexible in this season and ready to change and adapt and be stretched, change the way we think, change the way we pray. I think some of the shifts that are coming will be just as radical as they were in the 70s. Be firm and inflexible when it comes to sound doctrine, but be very, very flexible when it comes to strategies, methods, procedures, even vision.
That's so important, because you think about Bob Jones's word was that the bread that was of the 70s is going to come back. And now you're seeing kind of why it was the 70s, because that's when 73 began, the 40-year cycle began. And it's like we're going to go back and begin to just crank up your faith and begin to believe God for what he's about to do. And it's about Jesus. It's about the whole body of Christ. What I'm seeing is part of what God's doing. And it's a tsunami of God's presence. You're starting to move. We've seen the waves. We've seen the tsunamis. We've seen God showing us these things.
Right.
And you can hear about them on earlier programs where we're talking about these visions and dreams that God's given about this. But he's talking about, it's a tsunami of his presence. Listen up.
There is coming a tsunami generation that will ride the wave of my spirit. They will be called my war eagles. They will ride the wave of my presence. And as my war eagles, they will begin to fly, picked up by the waves of my presence. And they will begin to do the manifest works of my kingdom in ways that only apostles have done. For they will now rise in an apostolic and prophetic mantle and begin to go forth into the earth as healers and deliverers. Great signs and wonders will be upon them as my manifest presence and power begins to be loosed through their lives. There is coming now the rise of young reformers.
You think about that, and you got to see this whole word. We're going to make it available to you where you actually can get to the entire word. It'll be available on the VFN Torch. But this is amazing, talking about these war eagles, how they had these eagles that they were so strong that they could literally pick a man up and carry him for like another for
20
for
miles,
20 feet. It was like 20 feet or something like that. 20 miles.
Yeah, at a time.
20 feet.
You could jump up and you could go. Anyway, you could find out more about it. The thing about it is just great exploits for the Lord that's going to be done in the context of that. And so it's like, and these, it's so exciting because the intensity of this generation coming forth is just amazing. And we're seeing this tsunami. We're beginning just to feel the trickles and the, you know, just, and it's just so encouraging, you know, see what's going on. But we have to understand that, you know, we have to be able, there's these seasons, it's a season of change. You cannot continue to do what you're doing and expect different results. It's called, that's the definition of insanity. You got to be able to be open to be able to change in this season, changing your strategies. Listen up.
Changing seasons means changing strategies. A change of season means there must be a change of strategy. The very concept of old versus new wineskins is all about the ability to flex and change. If you're not going to change, you are going to become an old wineskin that cannot handle old new wine. It's a season to change. And if you're not changing with the times, the times are going to change without you. And like Jerusalem, you will miss the time of your visitation if you don't flex.
Could you imagine missing the time of the Lord's visitation? And it, People have a tendency to not want to change.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's like, are you satisfied with the amount of God that you have in your life right now, the amount of his presence? You don't want more? And when you think about it, I mean, you think about what took place in the healing waves where thousands, 36 people would be healed in one night, rods in their back, metal rods would just disintegrate and people would disappear and people would be able to bend and knees came back and bones and legs and hearts and God was just getting all this glory. I mean, think about it, where God begins to move in a powerful, powerful way in regards to, it's just time for us to crank our faith up in that, in the context of it, but got to be ready to change. It's like, you know, let everything go. I got to have God.
That's right.
You know, be willing to let some. You'd be surprised when you get rid of the hay, wood, and stubble. It's not as complicated, you know, as religion's made it out to be. You're able to be freer to be able to follow God. And it makes me think about what he said about the voice of healing, you know, listening to the voice. As a matter of fact, listen up. There's this voice of healing that we heard. Listen up.
And he looked at him and he said, "Tap into the voice of healing, Ken." He started preaching again. And then he stopped after a few seconds and said, "Tap into the voice of healing, Ken." And then he heard me talk about the voice of healing ending and the curse being lifted. And it's time to tap into the signs and wonders again. I tell you, guys, ladies, tap into the voice of healing. Honestly, I believe we're going to see more people healed outside of church services in this movement than we are going to see healed in here. I believe we're going to bring them here to disciple them and to share the testimonies. I believe they'll be healed in office buildings, schools, playgrounds, living rooms, backyards, taxi cabs, supermarkets, what? Whorehouses? Go get them, girl. Courthouses. Well, courthouses too. Man, I want the judges and the whores. Ain't got none of that religious stuff on me.
The third great awakening. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Well, we're talking about an earlier program about the Great Awakening, and I want to just talk about Dutch Sheets with Dutch Sheets Ministries. And he's loosed a prophetic word. And he talked about in the earlier program, we had mentioned it, that there was this 40-year curse, this 40-year, not curse, but 40 years of judgment that have come on America. It was prophesied about some years back by Chuck Pierce to a church in Texas, and the church didn't know what to do with it. And you can get this entire prophetic word. Go to VFNTV.com and go to the Torch, the VFN Torch, and you'll have every link you need to be able to go right to it to be able to get it from Dutch Sheets Ministries. And you'll be very encouraged. But when Dutch got there for this word, he talks about that he asked them, he said, "Well, this word was given by Chuck Pierce when?" And they said, "What's the word say?" He said, "The word says, well, 18 years ago, there was judgment brought on the land because of something that was done in the land." Mm-hmm. So he says, "Did you research it? Did you go back?" You know, questions that we probably ask.
Yeah, right.
So
what did God say? And what
typical
did you do with
of
said?
So many folks, it's like, well, we didn't know what to do with it, so we just let it go.
Mm.
And so he went back and began to research it. And I guess the screw did. And he found out that 18 years ago at that moment was January of 1973. In January of 1973 is where the law Roe versus Wade was passed by the Supreme Court, saying that it's illegal to be able to abort a child in a mother's womb, innocent bloodshed. And that began a 40-year judgment against signs, wonders, and miracles in America, he talks about. And in that, if you look back, because if you study revivals of the Lord, if you studied and seeing what God has done, the question you may ask yourself, you know, why isn't it happening? And some people, you know, say this, and if you go and get this particular full prophetic word, you'll hear Dutch say it too, but I've said it and others have said it. It's like, you know, if I got to go to a whole other nation to see you do what you do for folks, and then you start thinking about it, because we justify why God wasn't moving in America the way he's moving in other nations, it's because You know, we have doctors. We'd say things like that. You know, we got doctors. We didn't have doctors. Mm-hmm. You know, you start thinking about these different things until God revealed the reason why it was is that this curse, this judgment, not curse, this judgment that came down against signs, wonders, miracles, and healings. When we approved a law, we passed that law in America that says abortion is legal. And as a sign of that, Gordon Lindsay, mm-hmm. who
founded Christ for the Nations Bible College in Dallas,
which is also a spiritual son of John G. Lake, which is, he also had the Voice of Healing. Mm-hmm. That's how they communicated today. We have like the internet, but they had the magazine mm-hmm. called the Voice of Healing. It was a ministry too, ministry covering, I understand, which morphed into Christ for the Nations. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
What's the future? Anyway, so in that, so 2 months after Roe versus Wade, and understand, right prior to that, and, you know, I have a spiritual father, Brother Ken Summerall, who's now with the Lord, and he talks about how God began to move in a powerful way in the 70s, in the early 60s, and then all of a sudden it just, you know, kind of stops. And it was just amazing what was taking place. What was taking place is just what God says he does. And he is who he says he is. And I love what we were talking about in an earlier program. You got to hear it. Mm. That, you know, people need to know. They need to understand. They need to see God for who he is. It's not just, you know, but the whole thing about it, we got to be careful what we do and what we allow, because we can bring 40 years, an entire generation, missing out on the awesomeness of what God can do to show himself mighty in a nation. Well, 40 years to the day was January 2013. And I remember I was in the sabbatical, spending time with the Lord, and God just began to really stir my heart that things were just shifting, and it was just a new, fresh wind was blowing, and we're ready to take the nation for God. And I was like, mm-hmm. let's just do this thing. And God began to speak quickly and distinctly about different things, and we've seen some major things take place. And then you see this confirming word from Dutch Sheets, this third great awakening. You see Rodney Howard Brown, you know, rising up, and he's been pushing nonstop, mm-hmm. you know, every single night, I believe Monday through Friday, that you can catch him on Christian television network, keeping the gospel out there. And he's just sowing. And you can find out more about what he's doing at VFNTV.com and go to links. And hopefully there'll be a banner soon available as well. But this 4th of July event that's taking place, celebrate America, 10 days. And it's just very encouraging. But they're beginning to see this big signs, wonders, and miracles and healings like we've seen in the past are about to be loosed again in the church. And it's going to be just so exciting. And but with it, we got to be able to change. We got to be able to shift. And if you just step outside of America's mindset, and you just read about those who walk with God, every single one of them dropped everything they were doing every time God spoke and did exactly what he said. That's the true God that we serve. Mm. And, you know, we talked about it, and Dutch talked about it in a previous program we talked about, that in the context of that, you know, some things are just for a season. And if what you were doing in that season of that 40 years of judgment, you got to understand you had to do that to get through that 40 years. But if the 40 years is over, you know, dive in the river.
It's over, right?
You know, get rid of the buckets, you know, dive into the river, and it's time to get into what God's doing in the nation. And there's going to be such an outpouring, and some of the things that he talked about, and you can get this entire prophetic word, like I said, go to VFNTV.com and go to the torch. But we've seen these waves. We've seen it from every angle. God has shown it to us in visions. He's shown it to us in dreams. And this a huge wave of God's glory coming. And it's a tsunami. And with it, you know, everything's going to come. And you think about tsunamis. When they come, they just cover everything. Mm-hmm. But he says, you know, your glory fills the earth, you know. And so, but with that, consequences come. And if it floods out your entire city, you're looking at from the pimp to the prostitute to the pastor to the local physician, I mean, everybody, doesn't matter who you are, you know, the poor, the rich, doesn't matter what kind of car you got, they all got washed over the floods. Like, we're all swimming. Mm-hmm. We're all swimming.
Right.
And of course, you do get to find out whose hair was real or not. But other than that, that's like, what is that? Oh my gosh! Oh, that's just I bought that from somebody. But it's just so encouraging to hear this, and he talks about it. And this is what I think about when we're talking about Leonard Ravenhill with his mentor and his, I guess his spiritual father, and the Lord Chadwick. When God had brought a vision to Chadwick, and he began to train up and launch out these teams of eight, and of course. Leonard Ravenhill's did some awesome things for the Lord and just carried the presence and the power of God outside of what people knew was happening in their mindsets was mm-hmm. God, which was in the local church. That he wanted them to go to the streets and the highways, and just for every single day, they go about 30 miles and they would just preach everywhere in the streets, they sing in the streets and just be lovers of God openly before folks. And they began to just change the environment and brought on some significant, powerful things in the nation. Mm-hmm. And when you're hearing Dutch talk about this third great awakening and the release of signs, wonders, and miracles, the judgment's over, the 40-year judgment is gone, the curse is broken, and you got to be able to shift, you got to be a minister. This is something very important to understand. If you're sitting inside some building somewhere waiting for Jesus to show up, it might not happen like that. It could. But where most of it's going to happen, it's going to be happening like it was in the days of Leonard Ravenhill. It's going to be happening where it did in the days of Jesus. Mm-hmm. It was always in the streets. It was everywhere you go, in the coffee shops. As a matter of fact, listen up now.
The war eagles are coming. And I'll tell you, I think the greatest challenge in the days ahead for people in my generation is going to be, how do we steward this young army that's coming on the scene? How do we guide them? How do we give them wisdom? How do we coach them? How do we father them without trying to make them like us?
That is so important because, you can catch 1,000 fish, but if you don't know what to do with them when you catch them, the only thing you can do to make yourself feel good is change your doctrine.
Right.
But that doesn't work. You just deceived yourself. The truth is, we have a responsibility to the harvest. And we've been preparing, by the way.
Oh, yes.
We have been preparing for this harvest. And what Dutch Sheets is to us is a breath of fresh prophetic air and a confirmation. And we're so excited about what God is doing. And but you have to prepare. And one thing you're looking at, we're going to go into a break in just a moment, but you're looking at a huge fatherless generation that's going to have to be fathered. Mm-hmm. It's going to have to be fathered in a way, and a good father is one that is God, but a good father is one that's just like, what is God doing in this young man or young woman and helping them to get the character they need, because giftings can take you places that your character can't keep you without turning that son or daughter into a duplicate of the father. Because obviously, if God's bringing this next generation in to touch this generation, he doesn't want them to turn into the previous generation. He wants them to be who they are. And that's so important. And so I want to encourage you, if you have not yet considered, going to these apostolic hubs, these outposts that God is setting up in different places, Morningstar Ministries, obviously mm-hmm. Dutch Sheets. He says, I don't want to pastor a church. I want to pastor an apostolic center. That's what I feel like I'm called mm-hmm. to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are in the VFN Dream Center. That's, you can't explain this unless you understand what Dutch is talking about right here. What many are talking about, that you got to get ready for what's about to take place. And maybe the Apostolic Dream Center is for you, VFN Dream Center, maybe VFN U's for you. We're totally open to that. Just go to VFN dreamcenter.org to be able to find out more details. We're talking about the third great awakening that we're believing God for, that Dutch Sheets is also hearing about, and many others are hearing about as well. And we understand, if you know what the answer is going to be, why not cry out to the one who is the answer, who will give the answer, which is God. God just looks for someone to stand in the gap. If you have not yet heard a standing between the living and the dead, you need to hear it, because that's how God begins to move. Somebody intercedes for a nation and people in that nation. But when you're thinking about, if what we were doing was working, why would there need to be something different? If what we're doing is pleasing to God, then why would God do something different? Mm. And there's seasons for things. Like old wineskin, for example, was new once. So it served a purpose, and it needs to be honored because it was legitimately what God has done, for example, and is doing still. But when he begins to do a new thing, we have to say, you know what? I'm willing to come in to this new way of doing things as long as the doctrine's sound, as long as God is honored, but it's going to shake me to my stubborn core, where I have to be willing to just change. And just because you have to change does not mean you're wrong. I mean, I love this commercial years ago they had about a business that, and they're talking about this is where we are today, but they were projecting that you have to be able to change. And so they have this office filled with men and women in suits, and they're typing like a traditional type office. Then all of a sudden somebody threw a basketball in there. And they got up from their desk and they started playing basketball. Then something else happened. And before you know it, this whole thing was just morphing and turning and turning and turning and turning and turning. And they're saying you have to be able to flex. You have to be able to move. And God is a moving God. I mean, think about it. I'll tell you when to camp and I'll tell you when to go. And what God's about to do, and get your bearings off the Word of God. Look at people who God wrote about through the unction of His Spirit and see how God moved. I mean, Paul was moving, flexing continually. Everything was ebbing and flowing. But what came out of his willingness to flex is one half of the New Testament. I mean, think about that. And so what God's about to do, I am so encouraged for what He's about to do. It may take me 3 years just to get over weeping with gratitude for what He is about to loose on the face of the earth. As I've been, you know, one amongst many that have been just crying out for this. And, but in it, you have to be able to look at your methods and your programs. It's so funny because you got folks who are in something that, yeah, it is what you're doing is very popular. It's the most popular PowerPoint there's ever been. I mean, everybody's using it. And you're doing that concert really well. And you got a trolley system going, you know, carrying people back and forth. I mean, you got barcodes for your children and children's ministry. Come on. I mean, that's gotta be so many kids that you have to put barcodes on them. But seriously, thinking about it, it's like, but are you willing to just dump all that? Are you willing just to say, you know what, God, whatever you want to do, God will wreck your world. He will wreck your world, but you want Him to wreck your world. He will stretch you. You know, Richard Crisco, one of the pastors that was at Brownsville Assembly with the Brownsville Outpouring, he talks about, you know, when God stretches you, you can never go back. And what happens is, if people start going back, you're always out of place. You never fit anymore because you're stretched. You know there's more. And you want to be stretched more and more and more. But if you're unflexible, if you're like an old wineskin, you're just going to miss the time of God's visitation. And many people do often do that. And it doesn't mean necessarily, it doesn't mean that you're not saved or anything. It just meant you just missed out on the most awesome thing that we'll talk about in eternity forever and ever and ever. As a matter of fact, listen to Dutch Sheets here, Dutch Sheets Ministries, talk about these methods, these programs and approaches. They're going to have to change. Listen up.
Strategies must change. Methods, programs, approaches. I go to some places. It's like going back in time. It's like nothing's changed in 40 years. And then you go listen to them and they say, we just can't seem to grow. Who would want to be here? There's never a fresh song of the Lord. There's never a fresh word. There's never new strategies birthed for harvest, for reaching people, for training people. It's just like the same old, same old. But changing times and seasons require a change in strategy. And God is ready now to release revelation to those that will listen.
You think about that. Understand, when God begins to do things, he's gonna do it, which means my sheep know my voice, listen to my voice, and they follow me, and they follow none other, which means he's not going to just say, okay, just do something different and just sit back. He's going to say something. He's going to do something. He's going to say, okay, go left, go right. When you hear the sound, the wind blowing over the mulberry bush, do this. You know, name him Jesus. Joseph, name him Jesus. Mary, name him Jesus. You know, Anna, pray for him. I mean, all these different things are going to start happening as he begins to make these moves. And it just seems to me it's rapid. There's one thing about this generation that has not yet entered into the kingdom that are about to enter in is they can multitask. I mean, they can multitask. Yeah. And that's so good because so many things are going to be going on. I mean, we had to be trained up in multitasking. And we're challenged continually. This wave of God's glory, this outpouring and just convergence of so many things and those that have gone before us that we've been able to experience, we're going to see all this converge. And it's like war eagles that you can find out. You got to get this entire word from Dutch Sheets. Make it available to you at VFNTV.com to be able to get directly to it. But talk to us, Pat, in regards to this wave. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you had a picture, what is God showing you about this wave?
Well, it's gonna be huge. I had this dream a few weeks ago, and first part of it, I was actually surfing, and I don't know how to surf in the natural, but I was like ripping it up. I mean, I'm just cutting in and out. There's people in the water floating, but I'm like just surfing all around. I'm just jumping waves and hopping and skipping, and very exhilarating. And then it goes to the next part of this dream. I'm actually standing on this giant seawall, which is at least, it was 100 feet tall. And when I say a seawall, I'm standing up with level with the ground. Well, there was ground where I'm at, but the wall went down 100 feet to the ocean floor. Have you ever seen those? Like in California, you have giant seawalls. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking out into the horizon, and all of a sudden I'm seeing this huge wave or swell coming towards me. Mm. Real slow. It wasn't like this, anything fast or anything, but it comes up and it rolls right up to the top of that wall, which means that wave was 100 feet tall.
Wow.
And riding on the crest of that wave was, I saw my wife, Tracy, and a few other people in the ministry, and they had these real concerned looks on their faces, which I guess I would be too. But and then as soon as it rolled up, it just kind of rolled right back out.
Wow.
And you think about it, the surprise look reminds me of what God had shown you about the look that was on my face in that dream, that vision about this 100-foot parasail about to take off and with 100-foot ropes on it. Mm-hmm. And this suddenly is about to take place. And I want to encourage you to get in. Now is the time to plan, because once the rapids begin, you're going to have to make audibles. You're going to have to make calls as you're going. And if you had no foundation before that happened, it's going to be tough. It's going to be great, but it's not going to be lasting possibly for you. So I want to encourage you to get in now and begin to focus yourself and set your face like a flint and realize that God is about to move in a very, very powerful way. And he's looking for someone to stand in the gap. That can be you. One particular statement that was made, I think is really wise as we're closing out this program, is if you want to do something significant for God, find out what he's doing and dive in. Spend the rest of your life right there. Realize this life will fly by and we'll stand before the Lord answering for what we did. How powerful is that to get into the tsunami blessing, the glory of God, the power of God that is about to bring this next generation, the greatest harvest we've ever seen, into the kingdom of God.
There is a level of grace about to be poured out that is striking. It's awesome. It's going to come to sinners and awaken them when they're not looking. Are you hearing me? They're not going to be looking. It's going to get prodigals when the prodigals don't even know they want to go home. They're going to wake up one day and decide, I'm ready to go home. Sinners who don't believe are going to wake up and say, I believe. Atheists are going to have some light turned on inside of them. God is about to give us mega grace, and the mega grace will produce mega power and mega conversions and mega outpourings and mega breakthroughs and mega gifts of the Spirit. And I don't know how to measure that. I just know God says it's coming.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.